This is the 2019 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Sunday afternoon, December the 29th, 2019. Colonel Williams is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on the Donald Trump Syndrome. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
All right, black colleges and universities under Trump presidency have received millions of dollars to help the schools. But you don't hear that on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS. You don't hear that on deep state media, okay? Okay, he won a bid for 2028 that we're going to have the Olympics in Los Angeles. Okay, Obamacare, individual mandatory penalty, gone. Stroke of the pen. $1 trillion space program. Trump has added another military branch to our armed forces, and it's called a space program. We're going to have troops orbiting space. Isn't that something? We have the Air Force, we have the Marines, we have the Army and the Navy, but now he has implemented a sixth branch called the troop military branch of space. Veterans Choice Act, Veterans Accountability Act. Veterans can now go to any hospital or medical clinic of their choosing. Trump moved the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. Come on, hello, saints of God. He has done more than Hussein Obama. Hussein. All right. So we are to do what? We are to honor what God is doing in the earth realm with the assignment of that man. He's a purpose man with a purpose. That's why the enemy can see in the spirit realm. How many of you know that demons are well aware of the spirit realm? That's why you see so many triggers that are going on just by calling his name. And you see believers getting upset. I hate that man. Because God is doing a work in that man. And if you sit back and you look prophetically, many of you right here, when you start doing the work of the Lord, listen, you become a target for the enemy. When you start fulfilling God's assignment, his purpose, guess what? Get ready, because the heat is going to be turned on even you. Come on, saints of God. So we're in the season of the mouth. We need to pay close attention to the mouth so that we can do what? Receive our what? Inheritance. How many of you have been blessed so far by what we said?
Amen.
Forgive Jesus, I pray. Let me give you some more scriptures on the mouth. Let's look at Let's look at Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. Proverbs 27, verse 2. Just give you that one area. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. I love this scripture right here. It says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. Let another man praise you and not your own mouth. A stranger and not your own lips. I'm a great man. I'm powerful. God uses me. I have a special anointing. Special. I'm a charismatic man with a charismatic purpose. The Bible says, don't let another praise you. And not you do what? Praise yourself. Okay? All right. Let's go. This is getting good for me.
Amen.
In the love. Oh, I'm just going to delete some things. The record said, don't stop. All right. Many believers, non-believers. They react negatively, as we said earlier. TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome, they react negatively to him because they don't understand what God is doing in the earth realm. All right, now remember, page runs again from 5780 to 5789. And I want to say to many of you, it's a time for you to do godly declarations and godly decrees. It's time for you to let your voice be heard in the atmosphere.
Amen.
There are many times I wake up in the morning and I say something basic. I am the head and not the tail. Yes. I decree that I am a lender and not a borrower. Yes. I'm above and I'm not beneath. Yes. How many of you with me here? Yes. We're in that time of decrees and declarations. We're in that time of prayer. When it's time to your prayer time that you begin to do what? You begin to decree. Okay? And that's what I have. That will eliminate some of that. Okay, let me give you some prayer directives, and then we're going to move on to something else. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. It talks about the sons of Issachar. Is that right? They understood the times that they were living in. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. The sons of Issachar, they understood the time that they were living in, and they knew what Israel ought to do. They knew what Israel ought to do. And that's what I want to say to the body of Christ. Start praying that God will give you insight in discerning the times so that you would know what your purpose is in the earth realm, because there is a tremendous move of God that we're seeing at this time. It's time to pray for the Issachar anointing to manifest in your life so that you can understand the times. It's a time that you pray for God's plans and purposes for your own life. Pray for God's plans and his purposes for what? Your own life. Pray to God that he reveal what he's doing in the earth realm. Pray for supernatural insight into Israel and the nations of how God wants you to pray. And pray to know when to open your mouth and pray to know when to be silent. To receive your inheritance from the Lord. It's time that we pray for discerning of spirits. It's a time you pray that you refrain from hurtful words. Now, if you're a man or a woman and you like to say nasty, low-down, hurtful things to people, then you're going to miss your blessing. You're going to miss your inheritance. How many of you listening to me, saints of God? And I want to say to parents, I mean nothing negative. When you call your child stupid and you're going to be dumb, you're stupid, and then all of a sudden you loose these curses, then his academic levels in school start declining. There's no one that you can blame but yourself. Because you spoke curses upon the child. You're dumb. You're stupid. You're just like your daddy. You know, when you say hurtful things like that, you can affect that child academically. All right? It's time that you remember your blessings will be determined by how you use your mouth. It's time you decree and declare that the impossible can become possible.
Yes.
And I love that. It's time you do what? You decree and declare, Father, in our lives, Father, in the life of these people, I decree and declare that the impossible will do what? Become possible for them in accordance with your will in Jesus' mighty name. All right? It's time we pray for our president. How many of you are with me here? It's time we pray and war with the leadership of the land. God revealed to me this Hydra. Listen, ask God to pull the fangs, the poisonous tooth out of the Hydra, to decapitate the Hydra. Ask the Lord to send holy angels with swords of fire to strip the armor, to pluck out the eyes of the Hydra in the White House, from the Senate all the way to the Congress. And I believe prophetically by faith that this man is God's assignment. And I believe that those who have come against him, they're about to see retribution.
Amen.
I believe that. I believe that, saints. This is where we are now. All right. I had another dream about him. And in this dream, he was standing in front of the White House. He had a fishing rod, and he had caught a giant alligator. How many of you with me here? This alligator was doing a death roll and spinning back and forth in front of the White House. And Trump was wrestling with the alligator. Well, that's easy. Is that right? There are many men in the White House, they wear alligator suits. Everybody now in alignment with our president. Is that right? Well, he was wrestling with this strong principality, and he had him in the mouth, had him by his jaws, but this thing was spinning and doing a death roll, and the Lord was showing me the intense warfare that the White House is under. But listen, saints, you are a believer, you can change things by your prayer.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
How many of you are listening to me?
Yeah.
All right. Let me give you this. Give you maybe five more scriptures here. Turn to Psalms 105, verse 15. Psalms 105, let's look at verse 15. Okay, Psalms 105, verse what? 15. The Bible says, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets what? No harm. And you know, sometimes I've seen pastors take that out of text because they think they can live any kind of way and do any kind of thing that they want to do, and then they want to turn around and tell the congregation, you can't touch me because I'm anointed. I have a problem with that. Is that right? The Bible warns that we are not to oppose God's servants. President Donald Trump has a lot of haters worldwide, and even in the church. But that doesn't mean that he's not untouchable, or that doesn't mean that he himself is not hurt by criticism. Sometimes you can look at our president and you can see it's like a film in his face, a mist. I'm just going to be honest with you, saints, and I say this out of love to you. God has given that man grace. I don't know about you, but I don't have that kind of grace that man has taken from this nation all these years. It had to be God to put grace on that man. Because if I know some of you all, you be fighting. God has given that man grace to withstand all that stuff. Is that right? When God chooses someone, when God assigns a person, he equips them, and we are not to touch them, but we are to do what? Pray for their leadership, and don't oppose God's will in them or God's assignment. I believe that there are many people that are touching God's assignment in the earth realm with this man.
Amen.
Let me tell you why I believe that. I don't know if many of you will remember, but every now and then I'll watch the news. There was a Chicago sheriff that had been on the police force a few months ago, about 30 years. And he said, I hate that man. I don't like him, and I don't even want to meet with Donald Trump. The man had been on the Chicago police force as a chief for 30 years. All of a sudden, he was fired within 3 weeks.
Yes.
LeBron James. How many of you know LeBron James? Listen to this. LeBron James kept constantly attacking Donald Trump on the news media. And I don't know if many of you know, fires started burning in the California area, and he had to get his family and begin to flee from his own house. Kathy Griffin. Here we go again. She had a replica of the decapitated head of Donald Trump. Her career has now ended, and she blamed President Trump, saying, he broke me. I'm sure he did. Because you wasn't touching Donald Trump. You were touching the assignment. You were touching, listen, the divine appointment that God had placed upon that man's life for this nation. How many of you hear me, saints? And the list goes on. The list goes on. I can name quite a few. I can name quite a few more. And the list goes on. Psalms 105:15, don't oppose God's servants. All right. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 9. The book of Jeremiah chapter 25 and 9. Let's look at verse 9. Behold, I will send for all the tribes of the north, saith the Lord, and I will send for Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. My servant. If you study the Bible, you know Nebuchadnezzar was not an upright man. But God said he was a servant. Look what the word says. My servant, or agent to fulfill my designs. I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the nations round about, and I will devout them to God and utterly destroy them and make them an amazement, a hissing, a perpetual age-long desolation. Nebuchadnezzar was appointed by God to judge the people of Judah. He executed his task despite opposition. But Nebuchadnezzar was not an upright man. Look at Acts chapter 5. Let me give you two more scriptures. Turn to the book of Acts chapter 5. Let's look at verse 38 and 39. Acts chapter 5, verse what? 38 and 39. In Acts chapter 5, verse 38 and 39. Oh my goodness, human error. I was up late at night. Hold on one second. I may even know I'm human.
Anyway.
Thank God. Okay. Fighting against God's purposes, his will, his plan, and assignment is what? A losing battle. Now let me give you one last scripture. 2 Kings chapter 2. Write this down. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 22 and 24. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 22 and 24. How many of you remember when the children were mocking Elijah? Go up, O bald head. Go up, O bald head. Go up, O bald head. And all of a sudden, the Bible says God sent she-bears. Is that right? They were opposing God's servant. They were touching the assignment that was where? On the prophet's life. How many of you know when you touch God's man or woman, there's going to be a reaction in the spirit realm and in the natural realm? Yeah. Is that right? All right. Pray for Donald Trump that he will faithfully follow God's plan. He fits a biblical pattern, saints. He fits it. He fits a biblical pattern this way, being an anointed leader. There's a lot of hatred and animosity towards him. Those who opposes him, God opposes them. Yes. He's preparing the nation for the harvest and restoring our relationship with Israel. All right, let's do a quick overview. What did we talk about? Here's what we talked about. We talked about Trump derangement syndrome that many of you don't have it because I don't have it. We don't receive that. Is that right? We talked about the medical diagnosis. They said if you love Donald Trump, if you like him, then we're mad, you have a mental disorder. We also talked about Donald Trump as God's assignment for America. God has given us a delay. Vladimir Putin of Russia said if Hillary would have got the presidency, he would probably have to do a first strike on America because he knew Hillary would have went to war with Russia. Okay. We talked about the Hebrew calendar, the mouth, and all we've been hearing since September this year to now in the White House, the Senate, the Congress. The mouth. Is that right? Yeah. Let's be honest, we're hearing the mouth in churches, aren't we? Okay. We also talked about Congress, their mouths. We talked about the satanic worldwide hatred that they have for Trump, about the Luciferians and the reptilians and the Satanists and the New Ages and the warlocks. We talked about how they classify Trump as an evil man, a womanizer, Illuminati deep state, globalist elite. We talked about how God can use evil leaders to fulfill his purpose and assignment for the destiny of the nation. We talked about how God used Jeroboam too. I love this one here. When he did evil in the sight of the Lord, but God used him to restore the borders for Israel. Isn't that something? He used them for his purpose and his design. We talked about Habakkuk. He used the evil nation to do what? Have to execute judgment on other nations. We talked about some of a list of accomplishments that Trump has done for this nation more than any other president that ever existed in the history of America. Is that right? We also talked about we don't glory in Donald Trump. We glory in Jesus Christ. Is that right? Trump is not our Savior. Jesus Christ is. Is that right? Jesus Christ is the King of the mountain. All right? What else did we talk about? We talked about we gave some issues. Some scriptures on the mouth. Proverbs, a lot of wisdom there. We also gave prayer directives. How are we to pray? How are we to pray coming into 2020? We talked about praying the Issachar anointing, praying for understanding God's timing, that God will give us the spirit of revelation, that we can begin to see and begin to discern. How many of you know that 3 o'clock in the morning, when I wake up in the morning to prayer time, you can hear a lot, you can hear. God gives you a lot of insight to things, a lot of revelation as you pray. Is that right? Some of you, the Lord has been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pray and to meet with Him, but you've been going back to bed. Oh, yes. Houston, we have a problem. Is that right? We also talked about those who oppose God's servants. There was a reaction in the natural. There was a reaction where? In the spiritual realm. Let me tell you something, saints. I'm on tape right now. And if I miss it, I ask God to forgive me. Kim Clement, before he died, no impeachment. Charles Camp, no impeachment. Hank Kuderman, no impeachment. Dutch Sheets, Mother Shirley, no impeachment. The media, we got him. Let's see what happens. I'm going to leave you with this. Why does Donald Trump wear no eyeglasses? Because he's got 2020. Give Jesus a prayer. You know, you have fun in the Lord, man.
Yeah.
Got all sense of God. You know, Ecclesiastes 3 says a time and a season for everything, isn't it? Time to have fun in the Lord. Time to laugh. Okay. All right. Medical problems. Medical issues. We want to pray. We want to see if there's the enemy is hiding in the area of medical issues. Okay, we've got a whole list that we want to cover, from mic problems to cancers to tumors to aneurysms to strokes to paralysis. And if they're in hiding, we're going to command them to come out in Jesus' name. The reason we ask you to do repentance is because many revivals were born out of repentance. Many moves of God were born out of what? Repentance. Yes, yes. All right, all heads bowed. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I hold no unforgiveness, no bitterness towards anybody, living or dead. All right, search your heart right now. Anybody living or dead? No unforgiveness, no bitterness. Whether they're living or whether they're dead. Whether they hurt you, they violated you, they stole from you, they robbed you, divorced you. Okay? Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will. Okay? All right? After the teaching that Sister Deborah gave today, some of you should be ready. Brother, I need some deliverance. And Brother Randy and Sister Jerry, amen? All right. Yes, such a heart. Going up in medical issues. Evil spirits that are high down, medical issues, medical problems. Okay? Some of you are still praying. Father, we thank you for your word that has went forth. Thank you for giving us insight into the commander-in-chief of this land. And we pray that we walk in love with him and not hatred. And we pray that we pray for him. And we pray that we don't glory in him. We just give him honor as a man that you've assigned for the destiny of this nation and for Israel. Father, I ask you to send legions of holy angels to assist us and to help us minister in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you have a love for these people and you desire to see these captives set free. And I pray that the fire of the Holy Spirit will be released in this place and that which is hiding will come to the surface in the area of medical issues in the name of Jesus. All right. Okay. All right. Bind the strong man operating. Bind every strong man is hiding and all their links and their roots. The entanglements, bind every strong man beneath our feet, bind every strong man above the atmosphere of this ministry. And I pray that, Father, you will send holy angels, O Lord, to assist us and to help us. Father, the Holy Spirit will move in the midst. With the spirit of burning, Isaiah 4, the daughters of Zion will cleanse by the spirit of burning and their healing just been on the enemy. In Jesus' name. Okay. All right, let's go. All right, we're going to take our time. I come against allergies. Allergies that are rooted in fear and lack of forgiveness. Allergies that are rooted in anxiety and stress and sorrow. I come against allergies right now in Jesus' name. I break the curse of allergies off of you, and I command all the sinus issues to come. Come on, dairy products, sinus issues also, come out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, all allergy spirits, come out now in Jesus' name. Hay fever, allergies, Alzheimer's, come on, out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against self-hatred and guilt that's connected with Alzheimer's in the name of Jesus. Anemia, I come against anemia. Vampire spirits, vampiric draining. You feel tired, you feel exhausted, you feel drained. I break the curse of anemia. Anemia, come on, anemia, come out of it now, in Jesus' name. Rank and file, line up, come on, out of the people now, in the name of Jesus. All right, all the anemia spirit, lack of B12 in your body, come on, out of it now, in Jesus' name. That's right, lack of B12, go. Come out of the people now, in Jesus' name. Father, I pray a civil war in the enemy's kingdom, that the demons will begin to fight each other, the demons will begin to war each other and come out. Civil war in Satan's kingdom. Come. Anemia, aneurysm in the brain tumor. Come on, go, in the name of Jesus. I come against the enemy is trying to cause exploding vessels in your brain. Exploding vessels. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against anger, rage, indignation, rejection, hurt feeling. Go in the name of Jesus. Angina pain. Pain in the ankles. Come on, saints, go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Anorexia nervosa, where you vomit out your food. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. You can't hold food on your abdomen. Go in Jesus Christ's name. Come on, go in the name of Jesus. Go, anorexia nervosa. Go in Jesus' name. Osteoarthritis, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment. Osteoarthritis, go. I break all family line curses of osteoarthritis. Go. Well, come on, arthritis. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, arthritis. Go. Out of the joints. Come on. Out of the fingers. Come on. Out of the bones. Come on, arthritis. Come on. Out of there now. Command you to go where Jesus Christ will send you. All right. I come again. Autism. I break every curse of autism, the deaf and dumb spirit, self-hatred through autism. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Autoimmune disease. Come on the family line. I break that off of you now in Jesus' name. Come on, autoimmune disease. Let's go. Move. In the name of Jesus. Back problems. Israel was violated when she was a young nation. In other words, you might have been molested or violated when you were a young man or a young woman, and it caused back problems. Come on, back problems. Go. Back problems, neck problem, disc problem, vertebrae, disc. Go. Vertebrae, disc. Go in the name of Jesus. I lose the spirit of burning. And I ask the Lord to execute judgment on the enemy against you in the name of Jesus. I ask the Lord for civil war in the enemy's kingdom where the demons are beginning to fight each other. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against baldness, hair falling out, itching scalp, baldness, hair falling out. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, hair falling out. Come on, baldness, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the angels of the Lord will begin to move up and down these aisles in the name of Jesus. Hair follicles falling out. Hair breakage. Come on. I break the curse of baldness off of you when your hair can't seem to grow. Go. Barrenness. Hormone imbalances. Come on out of there now in the name of Jesus. Hormone imbalance rooted in anger. Hatred of children that's causing you a hormone imbalance. Go in the name of Jesus. Look, I come against Bell's palsy through the earrings. During slavery days, they would put an earring in the ear. It was a form of the master was entitled to you as a slave. Come on, bondage. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, move. Bell's palsy. It's a minor stroke that happens in the face. Go. Come out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on, saints, let them go. Bladder infection. I come against bladder infection. Excessive urination. Come on. Bladder. Being judgmental because of the bladder. Go. Come on. Out of there now. In the name of Jesus. I command these spirits to come out of hiding. Go. In the name of Jesus. Bedwetting. You wet the bed. Come on, you wet the bed. Go. You can't control your bladder. In the name of Jesus. Alright, I come against blood pressure. High blood pressure. Anger, rage, and temper tantrum. Come out now in Jesus' name. High blood pressure can damage the body organs. Come on, high blood pressure. Rooted in anger, rooted in rage, rooted in temper tantrum. sodium and salt coming out of there now in the name of Jesus. I come against trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Trouble in the bones. Rottenness in your bones. Rottenness in your bone marrow. In your bone marrow. Come out of them now in the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe them out. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. For I am weak and my bones are vexed. Come on, out of them now in the name of Jesus. I come against bowel problems. Rebellion in your intestines. Rebellion that causes your lower intestines, constipation, and bowel problems. Come on, out of there now in Jesus' name. Come on, irritable bowel syndrome. Irritable bowel syndrome. A lot of believers are coming down with irritable bowel syndrome. It's rooted in fear, it's rooted in anxiety, and it's rooted in a lot of these genetic engineered foods. Come on out of there now in Jesus' name. Bronchitis, let's go, bronchitis. Come on. Come on, bronchitis, let's go. Let's go, bronchitis. Come on, bronchitis, let's go. 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 Go, bronchitis, go. Come on, come on. That's not your house anymore. That's not your house. That's not your home anymore. Come on, bronchitis. Go. Come out of there now. I lose the spirit of burning. And I ask the Lord to execute judgment on the enemy now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, bursitis. Bursitis, bronchitis. No, in the name of Jesus. I come against cancer, breast tumors. Come on, loose my sister. Come out of there now. Breast cancer, breast tumor. Go. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. You weren't nurtured. You, when you were a young woman, you weren't nurtured by your dad. You weren't nurtured within the breast by your mother. I come against breast cancer. I come against breast tumors. Go, go, go. Bring them out of there now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Colon cancer. Colon cancer. Bitterness and slander. Colon cancer. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus. I come against leukemia in your blood. Leukemia. Come on, leukemia. Out of the bloodstream. Leukemia in your bloodstream. Ovarian cancer. Pancreatic cancer. Come on. Out. 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 In the name of Jesus. I'm speaking to all the men. Ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Prostate cancer. Prostate cancer in men. Come on, prostrate. Out of the prostrate. Go. 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 Holy angels, come and drag them out of there. Holy angels, bring them out with chains. Bring them out with chains, holy angels. Come on. Cancer of the throat. Cancerous tumors in your body. Cancerous tumors developing in your body. Go. In the name of Jesus. Candida. 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 Carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel, go, go. I break that up with you now. And come on, carpal tunnel, let's go. Move, move, move. I break that off of you now. In the name of Jesus, carpal tunnel. Go, go, carpal tunnel. Come on, go, go, carpal tunnel. Go, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Cholesterol, high cholesterol. I come against the spirits of high cholesterol. Come out now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, let us go, Satan, let us go. In the name of Jesus. Fear of stroke. Fear of stroke. Fear of heart attack. Come out. Fear of stroke. Fear of heart attack. Come out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let them go, saints, in the name of Jesus. Constipation. Constipation. Blocked bowels. Clogged bowels. Go, go, go. I command those bowels to open up in the name of Jesus. I come against kidney stones. Kidney stones, dissolve. Dissolve and come out now. All right, kidney stones, let's go. Move. 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 Come on, kidney stones, go. Go, kidney stones, come. Come on, I command the kidney stone to dissolve in your body right now. Come on, kidney stones, go. Out of there. Out of there now. Out of there now in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. All right, once again, there seemed to be a strong one in this church tonight. Kidney stones. I command them to be dissolved in your body and come out of them. Go. Go. I break the curse of kidney stones. Go. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. I come against kidney failure. Kidney failure. Weak kidneys. Weak kidneys. Go. In the name of Jesus. I come against infirmity in the kneecap. Pain in the knees. Infirmities in the kneecap. All the kneecap spirits. Come on. Out of them now. Out in Jesus' name. Insomnia. I can't sleep at night. I have trouble sleeping. Insomnia. Go. Bring them out of there, saints, in the name of Jesus. Lumps on the body. Lumps on the body. I come against lupus. The word lupus means wolf, and it means running over. Lupus is behind rejection. You felt rejected. The spirit of lupus can come in through rejection by mother, rejection by father. All right, all the lupus spirits, come on, go. Come on, lupus. Come on, lupus, go. Go in the name of Jesus. All right. I come against Lyme disease. Go in the name of Jesus. Chemical sensitivity. Go. Come on, bring them out now in Jesus' name. All right. Come on. Okay, chemical sensitivity. Move in Jesus' name. Migraine. I break the curse of migraine. Migraine. Go. Refusing to submit to the husband. Migraine. Go. Chemical imbalance. Migraine. Go. In the name of Jesus. Mind binding, mind blocking. Come on, mind control. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Infection, pyrrhea of the gums. I break the curse of pyrrhea, even in your gums. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come on, gum disease. Go. Bring them out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them then, in Jesus' name. All right. I come against numbness in the body. Numbness. Obesity. Gluttony. Eating disorders. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Ovarian cysts. Breast cysts. Go in the name of Jesus. Pain phantom. Pain in the body. Remove vexation, remove worry, you remove pain. Come on, pain, go, in the name of Jesus. All right, Parkinson's disease, go. Stress, rooted in stress, rooted in fear, rooted in anxiety. I command you to go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, breathe them out of there, saints. Breathe them out and let them go. Go, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, out of there now, in Jesus' name. Ear infection. Ear problems. Go. Ear infection. Go, in the name of Jesus. Come on, breathe them out of there and let them go, in the name of Jesus. I come against eye problems. Dryness of the eyes. Glaucoma. Come on, glaucoma. Cataracts. I command the cataracts to dissolve in your body. I command that glaucoma to come out of you now. In the name of Jesus. You will not be blind. So the jury, she will not be blind. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to come out. We'll come out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. Eye problems. Go. Muscular degeneration. Lazy eyes. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, bring them out of there, saints. Let them go. I come against right now fibroid cysts. Fibroid tumors. Fibroid myalgia. Go in the name of Jesus. Come on, go. There's a lot of medical problem issues here. Go. Bring him out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Gout. I break the curse of gout off of you now. In the name of Jesus. Go. Let's go. Move. Heart problems. Men's hearts shall fail them because of fear. All right. Heart problems. Heart valve. Shortness of breath. Panic attacks. Come on. Pulsating heart. Go. All the heart. If you're having heart problems, put your hand on your chest. Come out of it. Come out of it now. In the name of Jesus. Holy angels, bring them out of there. Drag them out of the chains. Bring them out for judgment. Bring them out. To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, bring them out of there now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, move. Irregular heartbeat, yes. And your heart is not beating properly. Come on, out of there. Come on, heart valve problems. Problems in the valves of your heart. Come on, we decree healing in the name of Jesus. All right, come on, hardening of the arteries in the name of Jesus. Hemorrhoids, anger issues. anger issues with hemorrhoids. Come on. Come on. Come on, hemorrhoids. Go, hemorrhoids. That's right. Go, hemorrhoids. Come on. They don't want you in that temple anymore. Go. 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 Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on, saint. Breathe those things out of there. Come on. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you delivered today in the name of Jesus. All right. I come against sickle cell anemia. Sickle cell anemia. Sinus infections. Sinus infections go in the name of Jesus. Skin rashes. Skin shingles. I come against shingles. Shingles is on the rise right now. Come on, shingles. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Sleep nightmares. Sleep nightmares. Sleep nightmares. All right, let's go back to shingles. Come on, shingles. Come out of there. Shingles. Come on. Come on. Go. 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 Go, shingles. Burning of the nerves. Pulsating, burning sensation in the nerves. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Stomach ulcers. Swelling. Tooth grinding. When you sleep at night, you grind your teeth. You sleep, that demon that causes you to grind your teeth when you lay down and sleep at night. Come on, come on, I break it off of you now. Come on, I break it off of you now. In the name of Jesus. Teeth grinding. Come on, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Varicose veins. Varicose veins are a result of rejection. They're the result of resentment and anger and rejection. And that they also measure an issue with hemorrhoids. All right, varicose veins, come out of there now in Jesus' name. All right, varicose veins all over this house in the name of Jesus. I come against right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, go. Witchcraft curses that cause sickness, disease, and infirmity, come out of hiding. Come on, witchcraft curses. Come on, come on. That's all over this house. That's all over this house. That's all over this house. Witchcraft curses that cause sickness, disease, and infirmity. Everybody here, give me another big call. Come on, go. Come on out of here, buddy. Sickness, disease, infirmity. Come on out of here. Out of there. Out of there. Out of there. Sickness, disease, infirmity. Come out of there now. Sickness and disease and infirmity. Come out of there. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Oh. Oh. Praise the Lord. Yes. Father, we thank you. Bring them out of hiding. Lupus. Let me come with lupus again. My niece had lupus. We traced lupus to rejection. She felt by my sister, her mother. Because of rejection, that lupus spirit was able to get a hold of her. All right. Lupus here. Break that curse off your family line. Okay, there's dead. Come on, lupus. Come out of there now. Go. Go, go, go in Jesus' name. All right. Praise the Lord. Everybody okay? Oh, wasn't that good? God be the glory. To Jesus be the glory. Is that right? All right. Now let's pray. Is there anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Father, we ask that the Holy Spirit will infiltrate those dwelling places of habitation that the enemy once had control of in the era of medical issues. Problems in the name of Jesus. Father, let the Holy Spirit begin to take residence in those areas. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for the healing. We thank you for the deliverance right now that's taking place. God, setting the captives free. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God, for destroying the enemy, bringing the enemy, the devil out of hiding. We give you the praise. We give you glory. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
He has not changed.
Yes.
If he did it then, he's doing it now. All right. Father, we just pray against any demonic backlash.
Yes.
As we leave this house today, vehicles, finances, dwelling places, marriages, children, we apply the blood of Jesus. Satan, we overcome you by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We love not our lives, we love the dead. Father, I just pray for their safety and their protection, that you will assign holy angels to shield and protect them as they leave this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. All right, Duke, I want everybody here as what you witness. Give God the glory. Give Jesus the glory. Thank you, Brother Randy. Thank you for Denver. Thank you, James. Amen. For being such servants. Amen. Brother, you want to say something? Okay, I'll tell you what. If they get ready to eat now, I'll pray for you separately if you want, if you would like. Okay? Oh, are we getting ready to?
There might be more than just me.
Okay. All right, my brother here suggested diabetes. Okay, hold on. Let me get something here. All right, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come into the spirit of diabetes, the diabetic spirit.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, diabetes, we put you on notice that we're attacking you by authority in the third heaven, where Jesus Christ sits on the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Diabetes, original iniquity. Diabetes, blood sausages. Diabetes, filthy eating habits. Diabetes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we command the spirit of diabetes right now. I remember Pastor Worley talks about it looked like an octopus in the spirit. Tentacles running to the eyes, running down to the throat, to the bladder. Neuropathy in the legs, tentacles running down to the legs. Okay, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of diabetes. I break all generational iniquity of diabetes off of you now in Jesus' name. And I come against the diabetic spirit. Come out now in Jesus' name. All right, diabetes, come out. Come on, go. Blood sausages, beef, insulin. Come on, blood sausages, beef, insulin. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Come on, diabetes, go in the name of Jesus. Excessive urination through diabetes, burning of the eyes, the burning aug, A-U-G, the burning aug. I come against the burning aug with diabetes, where your eyes begin to burn in the name of Jesus. I come against the tingling sensation in your fingers. Come out of there now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that the angels of the Lord will grab a huge tentacle that's going to every area of the body, Father, and sever that tentacle. Break that tentacle. Neuropathy in the legs. Neuropathy, itching, burning in the legs. I command that spirit to come out of you, diabetes. Come out of there, diabetes. Come out, go. Go in the name of Jesus. Bladder problems. Listen, block pancreas, where the enemy is standing as a gatekeeper, blocking the pancreas from receiving insulin. Come on, the insanity, as I got now. The destroyer that's blocking insulin. Come out, I'll break that off of you. Come out of the diabetes, Jesus said. Come out of the diabetes. I break the destroyer that blocks insulin. I break the destroyer off of you that blocks insulin. Come on out of there in Jesus' name. Excessive urination, bladder problems, pancreatic problems, gallbladder problems. Come on, out of there now. Come on, say, if you're bound in that area, give me, come on, give me one cough one time. Come on, let's go. Go. Diabetes, go. Go. Out of the eyes, out of the throat, out of the bladder. Come on, that's all right, she's probably got through. Okay, Gene, you know. Okay, come on, out of that now, in Jesus' name. Go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, we just pray right now. There's a spirit called the destroyer. He stands near the pancreas and he blocks insulin. And we command that spirit to come off of you now, in Jesus' name. You shall live and not die and declare God's glory. All right, come on out of there now, in Jesus' name. If you're serious about this, give me one more push here. Come on, go. Out of there now. In Jesus' name. Come on, out of the abdomen. Out of the rabbit in the legs, the nervous system. Come on, go. Pancreas, bladder, go. Throat, burning aug in the eyes. Go. In Jesus' name. Even migraines at times that people get. Go in Jesus' name. All right. Toxic poison from the insulin. Come on, all the poisons, the toxicity that's in that insulin. Come on, go, 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 go. Move, 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 move. All right. Father, we pray for healing in the area of diabetes. We pray the Spirit of the Holy Spirit will be ministered to the diabetic. And Father, we pray, Lord, there will be a praise report. We believe we're in that time. We believe in that hour for healing. And Father, we pray that you will set the captives free from the diabetic spirit in Jesus' name. All right, now I'm getting ready to end. Do it one more time. Malachi 2 and 2, it says, "The curse upon those priests who do not give me the glory. Give God the glory." Come on. Thank you. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for setting the captives free in the name of Jesus Christ. We worship you, we bless you, we magnify you, we thank you for what you've done. You know what? Somebody ought to give us a song, honey, for what God has done, G. Somebody ought to come give us a song. Okay, come on, Miss Jeremy, come on, give God a song for what he's done.
Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I don't care to get me behind. Victory today is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. Joy is mine, joy is mine, joy today is mine. I don't fail to get thee behind. Joy today is one more time, victory is mine. Victory is mine, victory is mine, victory today is mine. I don't fail to get thee behind. Victory today. Is my.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.